877-365.
Dinner in Washington on Wednesday. Relations between the U.S. and that country, some say, very critical, and that there is a need to develop stronger interconnected ties that will bring the cultures closer together. And now's the time to reach out and not lash out against the Chinese. I disagree because while you were sleeping, America stopped making goods. China produced them cheaper and realized they could make a truckload of money. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that's where we start. So, nothing against the Chinese. I'm saying the government, the dictatorship, they're smart. Oh, they're smart, of course. Why? Because they had money, lent money, knew it. It was a smart thing to do. The United States, the economy would crumble if they called in the notes. The amount is massive. But they're not going to do that because too much is at stake. They're making too much money with the stuff that's being exported from China. Nothing's made in America. An American business makes money because they produce things cheaper in China. And if they can make money, so be it. Forget about the mom and pop shops who used to do the things that they do in China cheaper. And then we manipulate the currency, and by doing that, forget about it. There is no way we can lick them at that game. There is no way you're beating the Chinese. They've cornered the market. Ever drive by a Walmart parking lot? It's jammed. Why do people shop at Walmart? Cheaper. They don't have a lot of money. They want to buy more stuff. So it's supply and demand, and it works for China. And so America gets a little bit of the scraps from the table, but so much has been given up. That's the key thing. So much has been given up. So now there's these assurances, oh, we're going to work together, we're going to get these things right, we're going to come up with trade agreements. And then you got to look at it from the humanitarian point of view. Does it bother anybody, some of the things that are happening in China? After all, when the world slapped down the United States, supposedly, because of the horrendous things that were happening at Gitmo, and this president said, I'm closing it. It's an eyesore. It's a blight. We look like terrorists. That's not how we treat people. We're getting rid of it. Every single time you think of how much the United States is attacked. But yet, come on, let's go dancing. Let's have a good old time and some photo ops here in the United States when it comes to a dictator like Hu Jintao. And not for nothing, it's not lost on me that, yes, you have to have some kind of a relationship because it's so precarious now at this point. I think of Bush, when he was president, going to the Beijing Games, the Olympics, and remember some of the stuff that was happening in China. And you know what I'm talking about. Think of Tibet. Think of the Dalai Lama. Think of some other atrocities. But the presidents went to China because he had to go to China. He had to put in the appearance, at least. He couldn't ignore it. And so you can't, Obama has to do something. But I say you got to play a little bit of hardball with the Chinese. You have to do it, I think. Now, how you manipulate around that, that's a different thing. Really, this trip to the U.S. was more of a photo op and some broad strokes that have no accountability attached to it. No accountability. That's the problem. And I don't know that he was coming here and there was going to be accountability attached to it anyway, because, as I said, do the Chinese have the United States in a headlock? And the answer is, yeah, they do. Absolutely. All right, if you want to throw in your two cents, you know how we roll here. Left of left, right of right, it's all good. I don't care about your ideology. Just the conversation, 800-259-5791. Quickly, if he's still around, let's go to John in Montreal. John, you still with us?
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take a left turn at Albuquerque and go back to the healthcare conversation.
That's okay. Do it.
But, no, I just wanted to throw some numbers by your way, just because we've been doing the government experiment for about 35 years, that is government health care over in Canada, as part of our constitution also. And I was just going to say that about 60-65% of each of our tax dollar, or the government tax dollar, goes towards health care. So that doesn't leave too much for all the other things that they're supposed to use your tax money for. Now, that 65% figure also is deemed to be going up in the next 10 years to about 70 to 72 or 3, 4%. And so that gets to be a huge chunk of the tax dollar that goes to the government. Now, it never used to be that way. It was less than 50%. And now we're up to about 60, 65. And we're still waiting in lines. Just to give you an example, my mom had last March, she had her hip surgery, and she waited close to 8 months to get that.
Mm.
A few years ago, I had some issues with stress and all that, and I didn't know what was going on, so I wanted to get an MRI done. And they told me that the waiting list was close to a year to get an MRI. Now, contrary to you, we're coming from the other side. So because our health care is so swamped and we have these long lineups, there have been clinics popping up here and there that you can pay for them, but they're still technically illegal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That same MRI could have gotten done within a matter of a week. I would have had to cross over into Quebec, which is a province. We call them provinces, you call them states. I would have had to pay $1,000, and I could have gotten it done within a week. So it just goes to show you that when finally I would really, really pay attention to what's going on with what government is doing to the insurance companies, and to see that they're not pushing them out of the picture, because if the government ends up taking control of all the health care, this is what you're going to end up with, exactly what we have in Canada. Don't forget one other thing. Population in the States is, what, 100 times the population of Canada?
Yeah.
So be careful. Just be careful, Kate.
John, excellent call. Thank you.
Thanks.
He's saying be careful, and I agree. Actually, I agree. We know we've heard that same thing from Sam, from Al. I've told you about people I know in England and what the score really is there and in France. In fact, he opened it up, and we haven't even gotten to it yet, but we're going to talk about health care coming up on the flip side.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food. You can make me scream.
Our friend in Canada opening up the discussion to the House voting to repeal Obama's health care law. And why is that? Because they're saying, and we're saying, too much government. And that's exactly what he was telling us. The fact that, you know, if you're talking about tax dollars and so much of it going toward health care, but yet your mother needs a hip surgery and you have to wait 6 months and a year for an MRI? That's crazy. You know how important an MRI can be? And I'm thinking my own mother, who's in great health, had a weird thing happen where she needed a shoulder surgery. And it was killing her. She went in. Of course. Why? Because she was trying to lift a suitcase up three flights of stairs and nobody was around and she did it herself. And that's what the injury was about. But who cares about what it was? Ultimately, great surgeon in Philadelphia gets in there, they look at it, we're ready to go, boom. It's in a matter of a month they do this. Can you imagine she would have to suffer just like his mother with a hip surgery that much longer with that pain? We've heard that same story from Sam, and Al said the same thing. And notice, like I mentioned about England, if you want to pony up some bucks, you can. And you can get better health care. So, okay, we don't have any beds. We can't get you in. You want to pay a little extra? Well, there's this clinic 5 miles in a different direction. You can go there and they'll take care of it for you, but you've got to pay. So be careful what you wish for. He's right about that. The House votes to repeal the health care law. And this was just a formality, really. I mean, look, we knew that was going to happen. Okay. So they honor the pledge, those running, that they would repeal or tweak or change or whatever word you want to call it, health care. And nothing's going to come of this other than the conversation is wide open again. The conversation turns toward the mandate. It turns down, it turns to the cost, all that sort of stuff. Pre-existing conditions are in there. The debate has been a couple of days, and remember, this got pushed off because of the shootings in Arizona. So then it gets kicked into this week, and it really was one of those things, the up or down vote. Okay, here's the vote, goes to the Senate, doesn't pass the Senate, I'm sure of it. But if it did, if for some reason it did pass the Senate, ultimately it's the power of the pen. The president is going to veto that sucker. There's no question. And he's already positioning himself in that direction. The last couple of days, the president's been quoted as saying, I don't want to go backwards. I want to work with Republicans and Democrats. I want to work with them on health care. So to me, the stage was set. Once the vote happened, we know that there's going to be blowback. We'll come back to the table, and then we'll pull some things out, really and truly. But healthcare is something that should be on your radar screen because, as an earlier caller said to America Tonight, he calls infrequently, Don in Wyoming, when you're healthy, I know about that and being healthy, the second you need it and you have no idea about the coverage, I don't care what age you are, that's when the panic sets in, when you realize how much you've got to pay, the confusion, the extra x-rays, whatever it is, or how much that premium goes up. Boy, start shopping around. It's a real eye-opener, especially when you have a big family. But even if you don't have a big family, even to just ensure yourself once you retire, I don't care if you made a lot of money, little money, whatever you made. If you made a lot of money, it's easier to dip into the savings. But for all the people that paid in Social Security and everything else, and all they want is they just want their health care coverage. They don't want it to go up, and they want decent health care coverage. And then they've got to get that supplemental, and the supplemental is killing a lot of the people on fixed incomes. How are they supposed to make it last, make it work? You want to share your thoughts? Please, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I said it so fast, I didn't want to give you the wrong numbers. That'd be something. Because if I transpose one number, I wonder who you'd be calling. I'm not sure, since I haven't done that. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, let me set the table for you quickly. We have another edition of We Can Count. We're going to talk about the hot economy in China. We're also going to talk about eBay and their fourth quarter revenues. Huge. Huge. We would have thrown in the vote, but it was in long party lines, and I'm going to give it to you right now. It was 245, 189 on health care repeal, although it wasn't called health care repeal, as you know. And it really was the Republicans who said that they would do this and, in fact, did do it, voting to repeal the president's health care law. And Republicans say, by the way, that they're going to reverse lots of the changes that were made to Medicare Advantage, which is the private alternative to the traditional government-run health care program for seniors. However, there's a lot of maneuvering that's going to go on behind the scenes. I want to make sure that we get this in. So many people sent me emails, an avalanche of them, about Giffords. I mean, I think that's great. Everybody doesn't, you know, it's not like, okay, our mind has left Tucson, and we know Jared Lee Lobner was indicted, and isn't it inevitable? People want to know what's happening with Gabby Giffords. And the good news is, apparently, it's like a miracle. Less than 2 weeks, she's standing up. They're going to get her to a rehab facility in Houston where she and her husband have a place because he's an astronaut. And so things are looking pretty good. In fact, Mark Kelly sat down with Diane Sawyer and talked about a couple of different things. One, it was very strange. Giffords thought she was going to be shot, and then that happened. He talked to her because he was getting threats and said he was, you know, she was concerned about this. So here's a little snippet of that interview.
I told her neurosurgeon that she'll be up and walking around here in 2 weeks from the time it happened. And I just got up and walked into the bathroom. I just couldn't deal with it, you know, for 30 seconds or a minute. She's going to recover 100%. She's going to be back at work as soon as she can.
Yeah, you got to love that. I mean, I give him credit. He was well-spoken and focused on really what was going on with his wife. And you have to tip your cap to this guy. I mean, he's an astronaut, for goodness sake. He wants to go back up. He wants to take that last Discovery command over, if he can, if she's better, if she's feeling better, and he feels good enough about being able to go back to his job. He's going to see how she progresses. But I have to say, I think it's pretty impressive the way he handled himself. That's true grace under fire. You can only imagine what he must be muttering to himself. When he first got that phone call, he rushes off to Tucson, and then everything that's ensued since then, all the insanity of what went on and the aftermath of that, that would be hard to handle. And he really did display, he's an astronaut. He really did display that poise, and I think did a good thing by speaking out, by just giving some information on her, because people are desperate for that. I think there is this thread of, please, you know, let this woman survive. Moderate Democrat, sticks up for the Second Amendment, was a gun person, and probably wouldn't have wanted anything to do with some of the discussions that have happened in the aftermath of her shooting, and sadly, the six people who died, too, at the hands of Jared Lee Lochner. All right, we're going to be talking a little bit more about health care and just a few shakes of the stick. Stay with us.
Know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
We're still going to squeeze in. We can count this hour. Gabby Giffords stands, could leave the hospital by Friday. She's going to have to relearn some basic skills, but her doctors cannot believe how quickly this woman has bounced back after what happened, being shot at point-blank range right into her brain and bouncing back from that surgery. Just really, really good news on that front. In the meantime, we know this, the jury, the grand jury, of course, they indict Jared Lee Loftner the Nut on three counts, and there's probably going to be more. It's just the beginning of that legal process against him. In the meantime, while all this conversation turns to health care, and remember, we're going to Washington next week, looking at all angles of health care, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows that the president's approval is surging a little bit. It's above 50%. So what has happened in the last couple of weeks that gave the Prez that bounce? Not health care. It's not health care. Some of it probably, I believe, related to the Tucson deal, the whole call to civility thing. Although, to me, if anything, some of the worst that has come out in this nation in a while has happened in light of Loeffner's shooting. The crazy, crazy blame game. And once again, the guns, which, listen, we've said it a million times. Didn't have a gun, he was going to find something else. And if you think taking the guns away is going to make any difference, look to other places where they've done that, and you're going to find it doesn't work out that well, my friends. How do you disarm everybody? And the criminals and the black market, what it would be like? Ooh, yeah. All right, let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the healthcare, not the debate, but you know what? You mentioned something that's more important. I just want to say thanks to the fellow in Canada telling us about the truth about how healthcare is going to be rationed for all of us, and we're really in for it if they don't put some real teeth into repealing it and common sense reforms, you know, that we can go on and on about. But thanks for calling in from Canada and telling people the truth, but there'll be people on the other side saying that that's just one instance and it's not going to happen here. And people are on the vanguard. They want to stop this takeover that's going to just hurt the little man. That's basically what's going to happen, you know. And one other thing, if I could, Kate, about Ms. The sheriff was on. He was backtracking. He said he had no idea, no information at all that this guy listened to any talk radio. He basically has an instant apology to everybody. But like I said, they grabbed the narrative, and like you just mentioned about the guns. But the sheriff had to back off. I heard on Rush Limbaugh's show that he's, you know, and what I was told earlier in the shooting when I listened to shortwave, I heard that the judge role was there to meet her to talk about the Mexican violence on the border and the drug cartels. And if that was so, then he was there on a federal business. And the judge, by saying what he said and saying that the shooter had other implications, he muddled the case against the shooter because the judge, and then that's what I heard like the day after the shooting, that she wanted to meet with the judge wanted to meet with Gabby to talk about the border security. And she was on record of wanting to have hardened military troops to fight the drug cartel.
Yeah,
and
right.
That came out also. So this made this hit. And now there was something else on the shortwave. Just bear with me, because if the judge, I mean, if the sheriff had the people listened to the sheriff and blamed everybody under the sun but the shooter, then you could at least listen to me. And I'm no sheriff. But if she wanted the drug cartel stopped, and the judge, like I told you, if you look into Judge Roll's past, I believe he was executed, and they tried to execute Gabby. It could have been a drug hit by this kid. And there's a guy on the internet, I think his name is Kennedy. He has a website. He's making a connection that the cartel may have been out to get the judge and to Ms. Giffords. And that when they grabbed the narrative and blamed everyone else and they blamed the guns, it's to throw you off the trail. So I hope that she gets better. And if she quits Congress...
Why would they throw the narrative off there? Because I would say...
They don't want you to know the truth about the viciousness and of the drug cartel and their reach into our country. There's already a war on it.
Oh, it's out there, Mark, in Maine. Oh, everybody knows about the drug cartel.
Obama is now going to let the Mexican trucks come into the country. He wants to do that.
I agree with that. That shouldn't happen. But I think the drug cartels, my God, I couldn't scream it more on this show. And I might be a little fish in a giant pond, but I know there are a lot of people that are saying that. That's the cartel stuff.
I just haven't been hearing it in this section of the country, so forgive me.
That's okay.
And also, it's as far as everything. The New York Post has been on this kick about getting rid of the 30-round magazines and telling the NYPD, telling Glock that they're not going to buy their firearms unless they ban the magazines. But let me just tell you, any cop that wants to call in and just tell you that I'm not full of crap. They went to the Glock because it was relatively easy to fire their handguns, okay? And it's very difficult for a lot of the recruits who are new people that are not gun people to teach 35,000 officers to train on a certain type of weapon. So the armorers and the people that training that are in the top levels of NYPD are telling Bloomberg, you can't go along with the New York Post because the New York Post is full of it. They don't realize how difficult it is to train all the police officers. And like I told you once before, if they go back to older style weapons, you'll have people that cannot hit the target. They'll be hitting innocent civilians and they'll be hitting each other with these other type of weapons. So the Glocks are easier for them to learn how to train on. And one of the things that the police can't, they get nervous about is where they requalify every 6 months to 1 year. I've trained on a private range. I have a security license, but I'm a very good shooter. And people come up to me and said, are you in law enforcement? They're court officers, police officers, and I even had a SWAT. And I know your radio show goes across Long Island Sound here. Mm-hmm. I'm in here. I had a SWAT team member from the Nassau County Police said, could you fire my gun, sir? I'm having a problem with it. I buried all the shots right in the X of the target, and I handed it back to him. I said, I'm sorry. This was a SWAT team member with his SIG firearm. People know what that is. Mm. It was nothing wrong with his gun. I said, sorry, man, it's you. So my point is you can't take the Glocks away from the NYPD because it's easy to shoot and it's relatively easy to train on. And the reason they bought those guns is because the liberals wanted they got a height and weight requirements and they have a lot of women that with small hands. It's very difficult to have them train on different types of weapons that are too powerful. So it's easier for them to learn on the Glock.
Use the Glock.
And that's why the Post is there. So, and I think Rupert Murdoch is going along with it, like Mortimer Zuckerman, because these rich newspaper editors and publishers, they are about disarming the American people. And that's where they took their narrative of the shooting. Oh, we got to get the guns away from people. It's not going to do anything. And this kid had the wherewithal to go and try to get his record expunged, I found out, so he could legally buy this gun. So if he used a legal gun, illegal gun, black market, or they'd blame everybody under the sun but the person doing the shooting. But there's so many other things behind the shooting that they're just, you know, they're getting the narrative away, and it's just people have to realize it's not the guns and all this other extraneous stuff. It's just crazy. And,
you're right. You're right. There is a thread to that, Mark. Thanks. There is a thread to that. Thanks for the Glock stuff. He's absolutely right about that because I have it's interesting he brought it up. It was a very good point. As I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and we had this conversation, and it's true. The Glock is the easier training gun, and to his point of using the Glock and the females using the Glock, he's 100% right on that. And on the gun thing, whether you use guns or not, we could just take it from the perspective of, do you want all these rights picked out? And the answer is you don't. You have to be careful what you wish for. Oh, I wish nobody ever had a gun and there would be no problems and nobody would get shot. And how awful would happen in Tucson. Sickening. I can't even imagine being that mother on the other end of it. Remember Christina Green, her mother thinking that she was in some sort of car accident and going into the hospital, had no clue what had happened. And I can't even put myself in her shoes. The rage, I'm sorry, that I would feel and what I would, in my mind, want to do to Jared Lee Loeffner. But I don't think there's no tie to the cartel with Loeffner. No tie. I understand wanting to tie him to it, but I know plenty of people have the inside story on a lot of these cartels and have fought to bring them down, and he's not tied to that. This guy was off the rails. I mean, that's the bottom line. He was off the rails. The distraction where Mark is saying, and the part that I would throw in with him on, is I do think there is the distraction to immediately jump on the guns. Immediately jump on the guns. And also jump on talk radio and pick out Sarah Palin because of what was on a website, the whole Crosshairs thing, which, by the way, you had in Tucson, you had the Rush Limbaugh billboard where it was full of bullet holes and the whole thing was about, you know, being locked and loaded on Rush Limbaugh. And you have to think of where they were, and it had nothing to do. If people are trying to make the leap of encouraging gun violence because of some gun references, I mean, that's a long stretch. I say it's too big of a stretch. Pretty soon, we're going to have to walk around with what is acceptable to say. We're going to have to walk around like we live in China. and we have that radio buzzing in the back of our head telling us what we're supposed to believe, and subliminally, all that subliminal messaging all around in some of the areas in China, we have to live with the same thing. Here's your dictionary. These are the things you can say. These are the things you can't say. Hang with us. More to come.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey,
tonight. So let's head out to those of you who wanted to throw in your 2 cents on health care. Obviously something that all of us in some way or another can relate to, because we all may need health care coverage. In fact, if you're even getting checkups, you use your insurance if you're going once or twice a year. Hopefully you're in good health. Brian in Missouri, you're up. How are you?
Okay. All right. If you call on road, but you can barely see where the road is tonight.
Just go slow, my friend. Don't try to pass anyone if you can't see.
the biggest thing was I was behind a snowplow, but he decided to pull off to let us around. Bad idea.
Yeah, no kidding. The worst.
My thing with this healthcare reform is for the mandated part that does affect in a couple of years, for those of us that employers refuse to offer it, and they specifically keep you at, like, part-time or temporary status just so they don't have to give you health insurance, how's people supposed to afford it? Because I haven't seen any of the states trying to do anything to help people with it yet.
Yeah, well, yeah, none of that even has kicked in. But I agree with you. If you shopped around right now, you would find it's not affordable. What happens is some people get catastrophic coverage so that if anything happens, like break their nose, their leg, or something more severe, they're covered, and it doesn't cost as much. But then you can't go to the doctors because you don't really have any coverage other than for something catastrophic. So, no, if you shop around, the options aren't great. If you're single, you're paying, what, $300 or more, $280, something like that, if you're lucky. But you're not finding anything, and then you add that up, you're not finding anything cheap out there, trust me.
No, and I think that's going to be the biggest thing that's going to be causing a lot of the problems is people just can't afford it right now. They're just barely making ends meet, and when you tack on this mandated health coverage, if employers ain't wanting to help pick up the slack, even the big employers that's only keeping people at part-time just so they don't have to pay the health insurance,
yeah,
people not going to be able to afford it.
Right, and then what some of the employers will tell you, and it's true, they can't afford it either. And they're not even trying. It's not that they're trying to say, ah, forget it. I'm not even going to offer it because I can't. They can't afford it. They can't afford it. So they've sliced people off even and taken on more responsibility. And that's the problem. That's what a lot of the argument was. It was over the small businesses. They couldn't afford to insure people anyway. And that's why, like you said, keep somebody at part-time status. It's a nasty game. It is. It's a nasty game. And when you're on the wrong end of it, it's different. Hey, if you're kicking back, you're covered, and you might feel for your fellow man, but it's still about what's in it for me. But you look around, and people are really banding together, Brian. People really feel like, hey, we're all in this same boat because most of us are.
And with employers laying people off just because they're getting up there in years and they want to keep people at the cheaper rates, so they're letting you go on top of that, that ain't helping either.
No, and then you have higher taxes. You're trying to hang on to your house. I mean, there's a million things that we're seeing that's happening to the middle class that's making the middle class disappear. We feel you, Brian. Thanks for the call. Please be careful out there.
I will, Kate. Have a nice night.
You too. He's right. He brings up a good point. How do you afford it? And what's happened, too, is, I mean, this is this new word about reinventing yourself. And the reason for reinventing yourself is because you got to look out for yourself. The days of the gold watch and all that sort of stuff, that just doesn't exist for the most part anymore. And Brian's right. What's happening a lot, I knew somebody that works at J.P. Morgan, and they're handling some of the mortgage stuff. And what they're doing is they're getting a whole bunch of employees from staffing agencies, and then they hire them, and they're paid through the staffing agency, so they don't have any insurance, and they're paid whatever the hourly rate is. So the company's making out pretty good because they don't want to take on any more benefits, any more full-time personnel, and that's how they get around it. But then the people who need the jobs, they need the jobs. So they have to come up with a way to pay for health care coverage. And what if they have a family? And there's a lot of scenarios. Everybody has a different one. Right now, everybody listening to me is in a different situation, older, younger, healthy, not healthy, concerned, stressed, can't afford a test. There's a million stories, and we know it, and we've seen it. We've seen it in our neighborhoods. We know. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. In your conversation with Mark, you mentioned something that you were a little fish in the big pond, maybe, on some of this information. And Kate, sincerely, you're not. You know what we're doing next week, or I shouldn't say we, you're doing next week by going to Washington. For the first time, we have an opportunity to get the facts about this health care bill from people that want to discuss it both ways, civilly.
Right.
And that's why I think it's going to be important that we listen to what's going on next week, because we're going to get some facts from both ends without all the screaming and yelling. And we don't do much of that on this program, and rightly so. So don't negate your importance. I know it sounds self-serving in a sense that you downplay that, but it's going to be really important, Kate.
Well, thank you, Dale. I appreciate that. And that was the intent was is that the intent is, let's get some more facts in this whole thing and forget about the people who are writing about it. Forget about all that. Let's talk to the people in the trenches on both sides of it and really pare it down and narrow it as much as possible. In 2 days, we're doing some crazy amount. I think it's like 25 interviews, something like that. And I want to get a better picture of this, and I want to get a better feel for what's really happening there. So I'm excited that we're going to be there.
Well, and I think that's what you'll be able to do, Kate. They said something today about 129 million people are going to be uncovered because of pre-existing conditions. Kate, that's just not so. That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people involved in, you know, there's HIPAA rules about health care coverage. Some people may be without it in a job change for a certain period of time. They won't cover it for 6 months or 12 months. Not that those 6 or 12 months aren't important, but 129 million people are not going to lose their health care because of pre-existing conditions. That is just not the facts.
Right.
And these are the kind of things that hopefully next week you can get around to and have some civil discussions without all the finger pointing and the philosophy about what we ought to cover and what we shouldn't. So I hope I get a chance to listen all next week.
And we'll post a lot of those interviews, too. I'm glad that you brought that up, Dale. Thank you. Because we've got a section on the website called What You Missed, and we'll put a lot of that up there so you can go back. If you can't hear it, you haven't heard what we were talking about, we'll have it up there, so don't worry about that. Quickly, let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hey, Tom. Tom, you have a minute. Spit it out, Tom. Go ahead.
Let's play a quick game and pretend, okay?
Okay.
This is a baseball question.
Okay.
You're in the ownership or managership of the Kansas City Royals. One of your pitchers just retired and left $12.5 million on the table. What do you do with that?
Kansas City. Oh, what do I do with that? Well, you got to get somebody else. You got to get another arm in there. So who's on the market, though? A lot of the good guys have already been snapped up by the Texas Rangers, for example. And, of course, you know, the Phillies and the Yankees. So I think I'm coming up with the best arm in the rotation for my money I can get. Good question.